Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is the difference between the words loan and lend.
Are you stressed out about your mounting debt? If you answer yes, then my new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life, is for you. It's a step-by-step plan to assess your current financial situation, lower your existing debts, save money, pay down debts in the right order, improve your credit, and lots more. Get the information you really need to take control of your finances, get out of debt for good, and live a happier life. Find Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life today at audible.com and in the iTunes Store.
Guest writer Bonnie Tranger writes, "Traditionally, lend is the verb and loan is the noun. I'll have a memory trick for you at the end. This rule is still true in Britain, but not in America. So in the UK, it would be wrong to say, my mom loaned me her favorite dress. In the UK, you'd have to say, my mom lent me her favorite dress." Some American grammarians agree with the British rule and prefer to use loan as only a noun. One American stickler, Bill Walsh, author of Lapsing into a Comma, suggests that you consider giving up loaned for lent, quote, if you don't want to incur the word nerd's wrath. Others contend that loan as a verb has been used vigorously in American English, so it must be considered standard. In fact, loan has been used as a verb for nearly 800 years. You'll often see the verb to loan and the noun loan when you're talking about banks and money. You can go to the loan department to ask for a loan, a noun. If you meet the financial requirements, the bank will loan you the money. Loan is a verb. You don't, however, refer to the bank as the loaner. Rather, it's called the lender. A loaner often refers to a car that you borrow if you have your car in the shop. You'll also see the verb to loan when you're talking about museums and artwork. For example, a Canadian newspaper has the headline, "Louvre to loan works to Quebec Museum." However, you're just as likely to see the verb to lend used to refer to artwork. One museum's policy states, quote, "The museum will not under any circumstances lend objects to individuals." You'll also hear the phrase on loan, as in, "These artworks are on loan from that other museum." Loan and lend in America are therefore interchangeable when you're talking about money, paintings, or other physical things. You can say you loaned someone money, loaned someone a pen, or loaned someone a Van Gogh masterpiece. You can also say you lent someone money, lent someone a pen, or lent someone the painting. You can't, however, use the verb to loan when you're talking in a figurative sense. You have to use to lend. For example, you could say, "The smoke lent an eerie feeling to the room," but not, "The smoke loaned an eerie feeling to the room." In this sense, lent means gave, and loaned makes no sense at all. A famous Shakespeare line from Julius Caesar uses lend in a figurative sense. "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears." I imagine the crowd of Romans would have laughed if Mark Antony had said, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, loan me your ears." The bottom line is that some American grammarians prefer that you only use loan as a noun. So if you know your writing will be read by a picky grammarian or persnickety professor, you might want to stick with lend as the verb. You can remember the traditional rule because the words loan and noun both have O's in them, and lend and verb both have E's in them. Loan, noun, lend, verb. Otherwise, if you're in North America, you can feel fine about using loan as a verb when you're talking about physical objects. This show was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. Also, this is a great week to buy my new paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. You'll still be one of the first people on your block to get it and see the 20 great cartoons of Squiggly and Aardvark, which aren't available anywhere else yet, to help you remember the finer points of grammar. Let me know how you like it. That's all. Thanks for listening.